It's really a big nachas to see everybody here, albeit on Zoom, but to see all these wonderful faces that we haven't seen many of them for a long time, it brings back the old days, Chadish Amenu Kekedem, and I hope that all of you are doing well and that you're healthy and safe and your mishpachas are as well. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight to listen to these Divrei Torah. We all know who the Ragachever was. The Ragachever was perhaps the greatest mind of the last century. We know his pictures. He looks very, very distinctive with his very large hair, which they say that he did not want to get a haircut because during the time that he would get that haircut, he would not be able to think and learning, and that time was so precious to him that he couldn't part with that time, and therefore that's why it was very rare for him to get a haircut. We know that he was super brilliant, but I don't know how many people could actually say a shtickle Torah from the Ragachever. How many people know anything that the Ragachever ever said in learning? Because it's really impossible to know anything that he said, because his Torah is so deep and so complex that for mere mortals, it's really hard to understand or even expect to understand anything that the Ragachever ever said. I did find recently, though, a beautiful vart that I think we could all really understand from the Ragachever, and I want to use that as a little bit of a launching pad to speak about the power of tshuva. So the Ragachever, of course, was he directed a lot of his Torah at the Rambam. He was obsessed with the Rambam. Everything was the Rambam by the Ragachever. And the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tshuva that a makim that Bali Tshuva are aimdim, ein sadikim yichaylim lamed. We know the Chazal. It's actually the Gemara in Yuma. There's Machlekes about, or Gemara in Rosh Hashanah rather, what's better, a Baal Tshuva or a Tzaddik? Is a Baal Tshuva greater than a Tzaddik, or is a Tzaddik greater than a Baal Tshuva? The Rambam paskins that a Baal Tshuva is much greater than a Tzaddik. And the Ragachever asks on this Rambam that why would the Rambam say that? He has a whole slew of questions on how that could be, that the Rambam would paskin that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzaddik and not go the other direction, that a Tzaddik is greater than a Baal Tshuva. And the Ragachever answers brilliantly. And what he says is that the Rambam paskins elsewhere, another well-known Gemara, Ha'aymer Hareyat Mekudeshesli. If a man says to a potential wife, will you marry me? Amanas shani tzaddik gomer. Marry me on the condition that I am a tzaddik gomer. What's the halacha? The halacha is that she's mekudeshes. Why is she mekudeshes? So the Gemara says, and the Rambam paskins this way, that afilu rasha gomer, even if this guy is the furthest thing from a tzaddik, this guy is a Rasha Gomer. The guy is like a terrible, terrible mobster. But he says, Al Menasha Ani Tzadik Gomer, she's Mekudeshes. Why? Shema Hirher Tshuva Belibay. Because who knows? Maybe at the time that he was proposing to her, he actually had a Hirher Tshuva. He had a quick spark, a quick thought of doing Tshuva. And because of that, she's mekudeshes. Shema hirer tshuva belibay. Zakhtar Ragachever, if the Rambam paskins this, that a person is married to a woman, if he says hareat mekudeshesli, amenas shani tzadik gomer, why? Because maybe he did tshuva. That, he says, is the source of the other halacha. Because think about it. If he says that I'm a tzaddik, so, okay, maybe you're a tzaddik, but you're not a Baal Tshuva. if the madrega of a Baal Tshuva is not as high as a tzaddik, so then how would that be able to happen? If I say to a woman that you're mekudeshes to me, I'm menashe ni tzaddik gamar, you're mekudeshes. Why? Shema hira tshuva b'libay. Okay, so if I was mahar b'tshuva, all I am is a Baal Tshuva. I'm still not a tzaddik. The tnai wasn't fulfilled. Elamai, says the Ragged Shavar, you see from here that it must be that the madrega of a tzaddik is lower than a Baal Tshuva. So if a person is a Baal Tshuva, if a person was mahar b'tshuva, that's kailo, that already subsumes the fact that he's a tzaddik, because a Baal Tshuva is on a higher madrega than a tzaddik. And so that's why he says, that's how the Rambam perforce has to say that the madrega of a Baal Tshuva is much higher than a tzaddik. That b'makim shebaal tshuva aimdim ein tzaddikim gemurim yechaylam lamed. That's a rugged shaver. It's very, very good to know at least one rugged shaver in our life. But the Gemara itself in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Tes always bothered me. Because what does that mean? I go over to a woman, I'm a mobster, I'm murdering people day and night, and I'm stealing, I'm embezzling, I'm doing Ponzi schemes, I'm a really horrible, wretched person. And I go over to a very nice Beis Yaakov girl, and I say to her, Hareat mekudeshesli, marry me on the condition that I'm a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik gomer. And she has no idea who I am. She doesn't know my background. So she says, okay, fine. If you're a tzaddik, then I'll marry you. And the halacha is that they're mekudeshes. They're married. Why? Shema hear her tshuva b'libay. Because maybe, just maybe, I had a hear her tshuva, I had a thought to do tshuva at the time that I was giving her that ring. So I understand that in Shamayim, maybe she's mekudeshes because maybe Taka was mahar b'tshuva, and maybe he was a tzaddik at that moment. But I never understood why it's not a mekach tais. I mean, Nebuch on this girl thought that she was marrying a tzaddik. He looked from. He was really a horrible individual, but he called himself a tzaddik. He's a Rasha Gomer. The Gemara calls him a Rasha Gomer. You know, for the Gemara to call somebody a Rasha Gomer, you have to be a pretty evil guy. Why does she get stuck with this guy? Because maybe he was Mahar B'tshuva. That's very nice that he's Mahar B'tshuva, but it's a Mekach Tais. Why am I stuck with this guy? The guy's a monster. What I wanted to say in order to explain this question is that the only reason why I think it's a question, all of you who might agree with me that it's a question, think it's a question, is because we don't understand what it means, a hear her tshuva. And we don't understand what tshuva is altogether. The way that we consider tshuva, we're in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're going into Yom Kippur, we're going to be clapping our Alchetz, our Hashamnus, our Bagadnus, and we've done this many, many years of our life. And then we know what happens is, inevitably, you know, Matzah Yom Kippur, we're back to our old ways, or maybe Sukkot, maybe Chol HaMoed, maybe Chanukah time, but we're going to go back probably, unfortunately. So our relationship with tshuva is something that's very, very skeptical. It's almost like a head fake. You know, in basketball, if you make a move in one direction and then, you know, the person goes after you there and then like you go the other way. That's what I think our understanding or our relationship with tshuva is. Let's just get through these days, wink, wink. We'll do tshuva, we'll say our Hashamnus, we'll clap our Alchet, we'll listen to the rabbi give his Shabbat Shuvah Drasha, we'll give some money to the Tzitzak on Erev Yom Kippur, and we'll swing around the bird, and then that's tshuva, and then whatever happens, happens, but we did our thing, we did our lip service, and, you know, that's it, and then we'll call it a day after Yom Kippur is over, we're happy to get the tainus over, we're back to regular daily life, and we're all back to our old ways. That's our very, very primitive, very pedestrian type of understanding of tshuva. But that's not really what tshuva is. Tshuva is spending time with ourselves, spending time with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that spark of a hirur tshuva, that genuine thought, I'm not talking about a fake thought. I'm talking about genuinely wanting to be a Baal Tshuva, genuinely wanting to change our conduct, to change our mahus, to change who we are, to change our way of life, our relationships, the way we speak about others, our negativity, our cynicism, the way we talk about our rabbis in a negative way sometimes, the way that we treat our parents and our friends, and the way we treat the Ribbono Shel Olam, quite frankly. If you have a spark, a hirur tshuva, a genuine hirur tshuva, not a fake one, not a wink-wink hirur tshuva, but a real hirur tshuva, it's so transformative that it actually changes our very, very essence. A person who experiences a real eureka moment of tshuva is never the same person. I found this after I thought of this idea. I thought, okay, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, but we'll say it anyway. But I found the Rabbunim Mipshischa, the great Rebbe Rabbunim, one of the G'dayli Chassidim, and listen to his Lashon. He says, kimat word for word what I just said. Ilu haya bal tshuva yedea, if only a bal tshuva would know, kama gadol kaicha shal tshuva, how great, how intense the power of tshuva is. Ad shafilu behir echad shel charata utshuva. That with even that one thought, that flash of light of tshuva in my mind, the charata, the feeling of deep regret, genuine remorse. Misrei memes nishmasai. The Baal tshuva's soul becomes so uplifted, so lofty. L'madregas tzaddik, he becomes catapulted to a tzaddik. Who do we think about when we think about a tzaddik? We think about the Stipler, we think about the Rogachover, we think about Reb Chaim Brisker, we think about Reb Steinemann and Yibadol Chaim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and all the great Torah giants, the tzaddikim, the Chavetz Chaim. Rabbuna Mipshischa says that when you and I have a genuine hirur tshuva, for a moment, a flash of tshuva, our neshama gets lit up, it's misrei memes, it gets exalted, it becomes so high that a tzaddik can't even compare to our neshama at that point. And if a Baal tshuva would only know that, if we would only know this, haya sameach ma'ayd, we'd be so happy, shezacha lotzeis me'afeila l'argadol, because we were zeicha to go out from our dark, dingy life, full of schmutz, full of cheshech, and we go into a state of argadol, into a euphoric light, a sublime light of divinity. That's what a Baal tshuva is. And if we would understand what a Baal tshuva is, we'd be so happy, he said. So what happens to us? Why don't we? Why don't we feel that happiness? Ela she'ein marin lo min ha-shamayim es ma'alosay ha-amitis. In Shamayim, they don't give us the permission to see how great we really are, that at that moment in time, we're higher than the Chavetz Chaim, we're higher than Rav Steinman, we're higher than the Stipler. It doesn't allow us in Shamayim to feel that, to know it. Kidei shalei tifsak ha-bechira. V'lo yimas lev ha-adam l'gamri b'olam hazeh. B'seichel Habriya. If we would know how powerful we were at that moment that we were Mahara B'tshuva, we would lose our Bechira. We wouldn't be able to sin anymore because we'd be amazed at ourselves. We'd look at ourselves in the mirror and say, who are you? I don't even know who you are. You're such a tzaddik. I see your face shining. They don't show us that in Shamayim because they don't want us to tilt the balance of Bechira, which is so important in our life and in the world's existence. The whole thing is totally on Bechira. And if we would know how great it is, we would all become Rav Steinemann. He says we would be disgusted by Olam Hazeh. We wouldn't even want Olam Hazeh. It would be like, who wants, I don't want to do any of this stuff anymore. I don't want to drive a car. I don't want to, you know, I want to just a simple home. I don't want to go after, I want to, you know, just, I'm nimas from this world. What we see from this is, Rabbi say, that tshuva, a hearer tshuva, a genuine hearer tshuva, is something that's so powerful and so transformative that a person really is different. It's not a head fake. It's not just some scam that we're trying to scam God until we get through a din and then we're back to our old ways. We're genuinely on Yom Kippur as we're clapping al chet, as we're doing vidui. It's not just, okay, let's do this lip service, let's breastfeed and clean. A yid really does have a hearer tshuva. On Yom Kippur, how can you not? You're standing in shul, in a base medrash, you have your kittel, a beautiful chazan, a beautiful tzibor around you, nigunim, drushes. You're inspired. You want to do tshuva. Okay, sometimes we don't always stick to that tshuva afterwards, but that's not really relevant. What is relevant is that I was mahara b'tshuva. I had a real tshuva. And that, even that little insy-binsy, different little spark, that ray of light that enters into my neshama, transforms even the greatest rasha into taka at tzadik gomer. He is at tzadik gomer. And that's what I think is the pshat in that gemara in Kiddushin. It's not that he was scamming her. If he says, I'm a nasha and tzadik gomer, and he had a hearer tshuva, he's at tzadik gomer, period. What do you mean he's a tzaddik? But he was a Russia the minute before. Maybe he's going to be a Russia. I don't know what he's going to be tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to be tomorrow. But if I am mekabel on myself, tshuva, at this moment in time, Basher Husham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at me like a tzaddik gomer, and the world looks at me as a tzaddik gomer, or they should look at me as a tzaddik gomer, and I should see myself as a tzaddik gomer. Because at that moment in time, I was yatza me'afela l'argadol. I left that existence. Whatever I was yesterday, today I'm different. You know who I'm quoting when I just said that line? I'm quoting the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, a remarkable Rambam. HaTshuva mikareves es harachaikim. Tshuva brings close those that are distant. Emesh means yesterday. Hayozeh sonu lifnei amakim. He was abominable in front of Hashem. Meshukatz umaruchak v'tayeva. He was the most despicable character in front of the Rebbeinu Shem. Was a Rasha. V'hayayim. But today that he did tshuva, hu ahov v'nechmad karay v'yedid. He becomes transformed entirely into somebody that's beloved to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's a different reality. So many people over the years, Talmidim, come over to me before Yom Kippur and say, Rebbe, who am I kidding? You know, I'm going to clap al chet and whatever, but then I know, and you know, that I'm going to go back the next day to being that same guy. I'm not going to change. I've been doing this years and years and years, and it's just, it's inevitable. I'm sorry, you know, so I don't even want to go into Yom Kippur and try to fake God out. And I tell him the same thing every time. If you have a hearer tshuva on Yom Kippur, or multiple hearer tshuva, then you're different. If you're genuine in your viduyim and you say, Achet shechatanu lefanecha b'lashon hara, and I genuinely am sick over the fact that I spoke so much gossip over this past year about good people or bad people, and I say, how did I do that? Like the memorable words of Rabbi Yaina Charata, he says, Me'a sisi, what in the world did I do? How did I do that? I'm disgusted by it. And I ask him, and I put a lie detector test on him. Do you want to be about tshuva? Yes. Do you really regret the fact that you spoke Lashon Hara? Do you really regret it? Yes, I'm sick by it. And you're misvada, right? You just confessed that you did it. Yes. And what about the Kabbalah ala asid? Yeah, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm fed up with my sins, with my Lashon Hara. It's disgusting. That's it. You're done. If you're genuine, that's your tshuva. That hearer tshuva has now made you on a higher madrega than the Chavetz Chaim himself in Lashon Hara. It's a remarkable thing, tshuva. Tshuva is not a fake out. If we think it's a fake out, that's just because we have a cynical view of ourselves and our abilities. Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Shabbat Tshuva, these are days that we could fly. These are days that we could become totally different people. I remember I once went into a shul in Flatbush when I was living there. It was a shul that I hardly ever davened in. I don't know why. Maybe it was a bris or something. And I davened in a part of the shul, and there was a guy a few rows in front of me that was davening like on 1 hour Shemayin Esrei. He was like, he was in a different world, and every word he was like focused and he was concentrating, and he was like I never saw Shemayin Esrei like that in my entire life. And it wasn't a Yom Kippur, it was a regular Tuesday morning. It was like, whatever, it was 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday in the middle of the year. And I was like, who is this guy? And at the end of his Shemayin Esrei, he turns around for a brief second, and I see into his talus. This is a guy that I knew years earlier, and the guy was really like a lowlife, if you'll pardon the expression. He was a Rasha. He was really like a despicable human being. And I was so amazed at the Kayach of Tshuva, that a person could mamish take all of his bad midas and all of his cynicism and all of his rishos and be able to completely change with a hearer of Tshuva, whatever, I don't know what triggered it. I don't know how it happened. It's irrelevant. It's his business, not my business. But to be able to transform into a completely different person, into a Baal Tshuva is much higher than a tzaddik. And this Beis Yaakov girl that marries this guy is the luckiest girl in the world. It's not a Mekach Tais. She's married to a Tzaddik Gomer. He's on a higher Madrega than a Tzaddik. He's a Baal Tshuva. That's what Tshuva really is. Tshuva is not a head fake. It's not a wink wink. It's not let's get through this and scam and, you know, and try to act frum for a couple of days and not eat Pas Yisrael and not eat Pas Palter and only Pas Yisrael and all these questions that we always have. The answer to all of them is that we don't understand what Tshuva is. We don't understand how chashuv we are when we are standing before the Rabbeinu Shalom, being misvada, confessing to the Rabbeinu Shalom genuinely with tears and mean it. And forget about tomorrow. I don't want to hear about after Matzah Yom Kippur and Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and it's irrelevant. Right now, at this moment, you had to hear a tshuva, you're a tzaddik gomer. You just went me'afel lar gadol. You're a tzaddik gomer. You're higher than a tzaddik gomer. B'makim sheh b'al tshuva aimdem ein tzaddikim gomorim chayim lam. Tzaddikim wish they were you. Now, the only trick is, the Rabbeinu Shalom sees us as different. Yesterday we were despicable, today we're beloved. The only thing about tshuva is that we have to look at ourselves as being different. When we're able to look in a mirror and see ourselves as the Baal Tshuva that we are, that will be transformative for our life. Then we'll really be Baal Tshuva. Then we'll be people that will be changed, will be different for our families, for our children, for ourselves. But we have to believe in our own kayach of tshuva. We have to be euphoric over the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us called tshuva. And we have to understand that it changes a person who really is genuine about it. If you believe in tshuva, tshuva is the greatest thing in the world because it could change you. But don't be afraid to change yourself. Don't be afraid that next time a guy comes over to you to speak Lashon Hara, and you remember that moment that you were Mahar B'tshuva, don't be afraid to tell him, I'm sorry, I don't speak Lashon Hara. What do you mean? Wait, 2 days ago we were schmoozing for an hour. That was before Yom Kippur. I'm different now. All right, your friends are going to call you, you know, let's go to the movies, let's go. That was before I was misvada about that. I'm a Baal Tshuva now, I'm different. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm a tzaddik gomer. I'm beyond a tzaddik gomer. When we begin to see ourselves that way as a Baal Tshuva, that's when change is really going to be effective. But in the meantime, even if we don't have that, even if it just remains a hearer tshuva, do not underestimate even that. Because when we're genuine in that moment in time on Yom Kippur, when we're lifnai v'lifnim, when we're lifnei Hashem titaru, when we're genuine at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us Basher Husham. At this moment, are we sincere in every aspect of tshuva and the Avar Haivaniya? Yes. Then we're Nechtam L'chaim. I want to wish all of you a beautiful, beautiful Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Shabbat Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, beyond Sukkot. And Emirtz Hashem, let us use the Kayach of Tshuva to catapult ourselves and our families, Le'ela u'Le'ela.